Loving God, please bless the words we share together and the meditation of our hearts. Amen. So this isn't a sermon, it's a reflection. And this morning I'd like to tell you about a year-long course that four members of our church board are taking together. The course is called Moving from Decision-Making to Discernment, and it's designed to help church boards deepen their understandings of how we make our decisions as a faith community rather than as a corporate or government board. We're meeting via Zoom once a month, and we have two different facilitators. Most of the participants are from United Church and Anglican Church congregations from around the province of British Columbia. So it's quite a nice wide group, and every meeting, after we do the coursework, we're put into small groups for discussion. And so that's been a very interesting part of the course as well. I would say right off that I have always respected our board as one that strives to listen to the word of God. But of course, we can all deepen our understandings and strengthen our consistency around doing this. I want to give you one example that has stayed with me for many years with our board where this was evident. It was several years ago. We were sitting around the board table and we were discussing a very challenging issue. Several points of view had been raised and discussed, and yet we were not getting anywhere near reaching any kind of a consensus or a decision. After a length of time, one of our lay members, and I'll tell you, it was Tanya, I don't think she'd mind me saying that, Tanya said, "I think we need to stop and listen for the voice of the Spirit." So we all looked at each other and we stopped and we bowed our heads and we each prayed silently. After a few moments, we resumed our discussion, and I was going to say out of nowhere, but that's not true, is it? We resumed our discussion and fairly quickly came to a decision with which we could all agree. That moment impacted me greatly as I saw that our board members were ready and able to meet together, not only as colleagues and friends and members of this congregation, but also as disciples. In our coursework, discernment can be defined as an ever-increasing capacity to see the work of God in the midst of the human situation, so that we can align ourselves with whatever God is doing. So I'm going to repeat that because I think it's really important. Discernment can be defined as an ever-increasing capacity to see the work of God in the midst of the human situation so that we can align ourselves with whatever God is doing. This is really important in the life of the church right now, as our human situation has changed so much over the last few years. COVID is just one part of our current situation. We also have deeply polarized political and cultural divisions, wars, rebellions, famines, millions of displaced people, massive globalization of companies and special interests, and environmental distress. So we ask ourselves, what is the work of God in the midst of all of this? And how do we, as a faith community, discern God's will for our human situation here and now? I'd like to tell you about two of the suggestions we're learning in our course for better discernment of the will of God. The first one is deepening our own individual and collective spiritual practices. So like many of you, and my own mother is here today, like many of you, my spiritual practices as a child began with, "Now I lay me down to sleep." I knelt at my bedside every night, all through my childhood and into my teen years, and prayed that prayer, and I suspect that many of you did as well. It was a prayer of comfort and belonging, and it kept me in the fold. another stage of my life, I think was in my 20s, led me to pray what I called the bear prayer. And I'm sure you'll recognize this when I tell you about it. For example, while camping in Banff, Alberta, or near Banff, Alberta, for the first time in my life, in the tent with my friends, I woke up and we could hear bears rooting around. You know, they make a snorting noise when they're rooting around. And so I prayed, "Lord, please keep the bear away from the tent, and I promise I'll be good forever." Well, the Lord did, but I wasn't. And I'm sure we've all prayed that kind of prayer, one of bargaining and negotiating, but it's not very theologically deep. But in the last 20 years or so, I've tried to be more thoughtful about my prayer and devotions, using some books and online resources with daily meditations that bring me peace, comfort, challenge, and growth. Of course, I'm not consistent enough about this, but it is what I strive for. Many of you will, of course, remember our dear friend Laura Hargraves. I'm sorry, Michael's not here today with us. But Laura Hargraves was a teacher and a mentor for many of us on the practice of daily devotions. And she introduced me and others to several really good quality authors and online resources to help support a devotional habit. As a Christian people and as a board, having a regular practice of devotions can open our hearts and minds to discerning the voice of God. Imagine the power if we all did that. Kind of scary, isn't it? The second spiritual practice we have been introduced to is learning to value silence. We live in a very noisy world. Our minds are continually busy. Those of us in leadership positions are always thinking, processing, researching, analyzing, all the things we do to learn as much as possible before we make a decision. But where in all of that is the opportunity to hear the voice of the Lord? So learning to value silence and learning to listen will be something that Reverend Bruce is going to assist us with over the next few months. Deepening our own spiritual practices and learning to value silence are just two of the ways we can strengthen our ability to hear the voice of God guiding and prompting us as individuals, as a board, and as a congregation. I'm going to close with a prayer from the Prayers of Walter Brueggemann, edited by Reverend Ed Searcy, who many of you know. And this is a prayer that Walter Brueggemann wrote for the people of South Africa. It's a prayer he delivered in Pretoria in 1996. Holy God, in this precious hour, we pause and gather to hear your word. To do so, we break from our work responsibilities and from our play fantasies. We move from our fears that overwhelm and from our ambitions that are too strong. Free us in these moments from every distraction, that we may focus to listen, that we may hear, that we may change. Amen.